today a warning for UN members that might vote to criticize the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The U.S. ambassador to the UN says she is taking names and telling President Trump. Trump, for his part, says countries could lose U.S. aid if they vote the wrong way tomorrow. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Palestinians and their allies called for this General Assembly vote after the U.S. vetoed a Security Council resolution Monday. At the time, Ambassador Nikki Haley called the whole debate over where the U.S. puts its embassy in Israel an insult.
It won't be forgotten.
She says the U.S. decision to declare Jerusalem as Israel's capital was a simple recognition of reality and does not prejudge negotiations on the boundaries of a future Palestinian state. Haley followed up with a letter warning all U.N. member states that she's going to be, quote, taking names when the General Assembly votes tomorrow. President Trump says he approves of Haley's message.
For all of these nations that take our money and then they vote against us at the Security Council, or they vote against us potentially at the Assembly, they take hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care.
Major recipients of U.S. aid from Egypt to Jordan and Pakistan are likely to support the Palestinians on this vote, seeing the status of Jerusalem as a subject for peace talks. One Palestinian official says Trump should know, quote, some things are not for sale or subject to blackmail. The president of the U.N. General Assembly, Miroslav Lajcik, says he's going to make sure the emergency session takes place as requested by member states.
Well, it's the right and also the responsibility of member states to express their views. And my role as the president of the General Assembly is not to comment on this. I'm here to protect and respect the rules.
This whole showdown at the UN is frustrating to Ben Cardin, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He supports the decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem, but he's been hearing a lot of concerns from Arab allies that President Trump should have done this as part of a larger strategy to revive dormant peace talks.
Here you have a person, Mr. Trump, who tells us frequently he's a great deal maker, and he makes this announcement, which could have been an opportunity to move forward on a peace process, but does it in a way that makes it even more difficult now to move forward with peace.
And Cardin fears it will only get harder to counter what he describes as an anti-Israel bias at the UN.
I think the way the president handled the announcement will isolate Israel even more and the United States more.
Ambassador Haley, though, says she wasn't embarrassed to be the only Security Council member to vote against the resolution earlier this week. And tomorrow, she may be taking lots of names. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.